From Austin, Texas, this is The Daily Boo. My name is Brian Person, and I'm recording this show from my home office a little after midnight. Talk each day, recording on the iPhone about communications and media and technology. And a story that caught my attention just a couple of hours ago as I was thinking about what to discuss on today's podcast. Twitter. Does Twitter need a spam filter? That was the title of the post on Read Write Web by Sarah Perez. And it kind of got to something that's been bugging me over the last, say, month or 5-6 weeks. It's actually spam through hashtags. You know, regular spam on Twitter is not so much of a problem because if there's someone who's sending you junk over and over again, you just don't follow them in the first place, or you unfollow them, and that sort of blocks that out. But where the spammers are getting clever, and I suppose we should have expected this as a service and an application like Twitter gets more mainstream, the spammers find their way in there. They're actually spamming hashtags, and I first saw this when I was at the social media breakfast Twin Cities at the end of May, and there were, with 100-plus people there, lots of tweets going back and forth using the hashtag, and about midway through, you started to see spam messages in there, completely unrelated to what was happening at the breakfast, people putting in the hashtag. So those of us that were following it just saw this message, and they were linking to their junk. And can't remember the exact nature of the messages, but obviously spam and completely off topic. And so I'm not sure at this point of a way around that, apart from banning users, which Twitter offers a way to do that. You can, I think there's an @spam account where you can report users, and they sometimes get them pretty quickly, but not before they've polluted the hashtag and tweet stream in the process. So something else I saw earlier today was that the hashtag convention was not something that came from Twitter itself. It came out of the from the user base, and it sort of developed organically. So the thought is that maybe we users will be clever enough to try and get one step ahead of the spammers, of course, before they catch up to us again. But if you have any thoughts on how that can be done, overcoming the hashtag spam, which is starting to pollute Twitter, unfortunately. It's not entirely destroying the experience yet, but it could certainly get much worse before it gets better. I hope that's not the case. But your suggestions are welcome to dailyboo@gmail.com. You can also check out our friend feed room, which is friendfeed.com/dailyboo. And you can get previous episodes of the podcast on our website, which is dailyboo.com. That's dailyboo.com. You can also subscribe there in iTunes, or subscribe to the show in iTunes through a link from the website. Hope that's clear. My name is Brian Person, and that's all. We're heading into the 4th of July. Hope you enjoy it. Happy Independence Day, and hope to record another podcast later on Saturday. For now, I'm Brian Person. Take care.